The fastest way for Texas Republicans to facilitate a renaissance Democratic Party in Texas is to be caught in what the public perceives as a lie on a major issue for which voters had an emotional investment. Every poll we saw released at election time a month ago showed that illegal immigration was the most important single issue to the most Texas voters. Now we learn that our Speaker of the House, a putative Republican, worked to prevent Governor Perry's force multiplier buildup on the Texas border this past summer and has now engineered a complete drawdown of that force multiplier provided by the National Guard. Yes, being caught lying to Texans en masse on such an important issue is a good way to create a renaissance opposition party. It reminds me of what a price Democrats paid for their lie, told and supported by their governor, Ann Richards, that the lottery money would go exclusively to education if voters would just pass the lottery. There was electoral hell to pay when voters discovered the claim to be a lie all along. The issue greatly helped Texas Republicans capture legislative seats. And if expert predictions are true that yet another large wave of Central American illegal immigration is about to hit our border, and that force multiplier on the guard is not in place, leaving us with the disastrous images we saw last summer, Republicans will be seen as Ann Richards-style liars. And it will all be due to Speaker Joe Strauss and a flip-flopped after defeat David Dewhurst. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.